Jim, you're looking after tailings, and tailings actually is quite a generic term. There's quite a number of different types of tailings. Could you explain tailings or describe tailings for me, please?
Yeah, so after the extraction process, once the bitumen's removed, the tailings is sent to the tailings ponds where the sand readily settles out, and that material is used for construction purposes around the plant site. The material that's left over is a fluid material that contains the clay and a little bit of residual bitumen. It's that material that we're developing new technologies for to try and treat and provide our mine planners and our tailings planners with a suite of technologies to help treat those tailings.
So you have different types of material, though, within that, things like KC and that sort of thing. Could you explain that a little bit more for me, please?
The KC clay is part of our overburden, and that's a overdried clay that has a water content of about 80%. We can use that clay to mix with fluid fine tails and create a material that is useful for further construction activities.
Now, why do you even have to be concerned about tailings?
Well, we have to manage our tailings volumes, and in doing so, we want to create landforms and have the tailings as a constructive part of the reclamation process.
Now, you've developed a new process called co-mixing. What is that?
Co-mixing involves mixing the KC overburden clay with fluid fine tails in proportions so that we're left with a material that can be used for construction of landforms, hills, hummocks, or any other type of reclamation substrate that the closure and reclamation plans call for.
Why have you had to develop the co-mixing? What does it do for you?
Co-mixing simply provides the mine planners and the tailings planners with additional technologies to deploy throughout the life of the mine.
And how do you actually do the co-mixing?
So there's a number of ways that we've mixed the materials together. The simplest way has been on a conveyor belt where we basically pour the fluid fine tails on essentially through a fire hose, and the two materials mix by the time they get to the tailings deposit where they basically form composite material.
Now, how do you know if you've got the right mix?
So we measure the components going in, so we know that we have to mix them on a one-third to two-thirds basis, and when we do that, we get a material that's strong enough that can be trafficable by vehicles within a week.
And how do you mix it up? Is it like baking a cake or mixing cookie dough?
Well, it's not quite that complicated. Simply by cascading over conveyor belts and into the deposits themselves, it actually gets mixed adequately enough so that the clay can do its job and absorb the moisture from the FFT.
So doing it this way, what's the benefit to Syncrude compared to what you were doing before?
Well, this isn't a change in our approach at all. This is simply building on the suite of technologies that we have available. So this technology, co-mixing, in combination with composite tailings, FFT centrifuging, and water-capped lakes are now four technologies that are available for our planners to integrate into the mine plans in the future.
When you use this to make landforms, as you mentioned before, what is it actually like? Is it just like putting the earth back, or is it a little bit different?
It is a little softer at the beginning, so the first day or two it's a little bit softer, but after about a week it's firm enough that you can walk on, you can drive light vehicles on, and after a period of about a month we've even drove 40-ton vehicles on them.
So what is this going to do for the company?
Well, it'll definitely allow us to more rapidly reclaim some areas. The technology was developed in 2014 and 15 through piloting efforts, and we're actually using it today in 2016 as a fully commercialized technology for reclamation and landform construction.
So do you have anything new down the pipe?
We're always looking. There's many opportunities in the future, and only time will tell.
So is this something that Syngroot has worked on by itself, or have you had other companies involved?
So primarily the technology was developed with internal resources, but through our sharing agreements at COSIA, we make these environmental technologies readily available to all other operators and developers in the industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.